as Dr. Song dictating on Garrett Smukal, S-M-U-K-A-L, paragraph, dear Dr. Navarro, N-A-V-A-R-L-O-Oka, paragraph, Mr. Smukal, saying for follow-up on January 23rd of year 2013, period, paragraph. He has established the diagnosis of left L3 reticulopathy with pregidial burning sensation on the left thigh, period. He had three epidural steroid injections, which relieved pain and decreased burning sensation on the left thigh, period. I released him back to work. On January 2nd of year 2013, and he has been doing his job, and he noticed no symptomatic worsening. Period. He still feels a burning sensation on the distal anterior thigh on the left, but the Vicodin HP relieves the symptoms, which he takes usually one at night, sometimes one a day, and he takes carbapentin 300 milligrams, one during the day and two at night, which knocks him up, period. Paragraph. Physical exam reveals that knee jerks are 1 plus and equal, and ankle jerk is 1 plus on the right, absent on the left, which is unchanged, and he has no problem walking on toes and heels. And he has very slightly difficulty standing up on left leg from sitting compared to the right, period. Paragraph. Conclusion, his left L3 radiculopathy is stable with no significant weakness, and his job activity didn't increase his symptoms. Therefore, I consider his left L3 radiculopathy stable, period. He will continue carbapentin 300 milligrams in the morning, 600 milligrams at night, and Vicodin HP1 at night as needed, also one during the daytime as needed, and I also added lidocaine cream to the left thigh, period. I'll follow him after 2 months, but again, I warned him to contact us or go to emergency room if he noted a sudden increase of pain or weakness in the left leg, period.